Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Here's a public service announcement. Just say no.
No!
Okay, that's it. Patrick, it's Friday.
It is. End of the week.
Yeah, it's been a long week. So, a good week, though, because
we've
been hearing a lot from listeners, and that's really our favorite thing to do.
It's heartwarming.
And it's good. It's gratifying to know that after a year of doing this show, we seem to have a lot of really engaged listeners,
yeah,
and that's
really
a wonderful
great.
Thing.
It is really wonderful.
It's like a little community happening here.
I love it.
And part of it is because we do the show pretty often. Right?
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day you can listen and you can, in some cases, hear your own voice.
Yeah, that's a good thing. When you hear your own voice...
Then what?
I didn't have anything.
Oh, okay. When you hear your own voice, then send us your... email us your physical mailing address and then we'll send you a tape,
yeah,
right?
I knew there was something
that's
there.
Part of the deal here with the people sharing their favorite songs of 2017. They're going to get a tape of some of the songs that we really liked.
Yeah.
All right. So this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And kind of like we talked about on Monday, and there's a few cases here where the favorites overlap.
Yeah.
And that's the case on this episode. We're going to play two calls
because
people mentioned the same band that they really liked. So let's kick this off with Scott Bird.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. This is Scott Bird. I'm calling in for my favorite album of 2017 pick. That has got to be The War on Drugs, A Deeper Understanding. It's definitely my favorite album of the year. It came out in late August, but since then I've been listening to it constantly, particularly in the car. This album is driving music perfected. With Dylan-esque vocal deliveries and melodies to the blazing guitar solos. It also includes my favorite song of the year, Strangest Thing, which really kicks in towards the end with that guitar. Yeah, that's my pick, guys. Keep doing what you're doing. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Summer ran on the beach. I've been hiding out so long. I gotta find another way. Late at night, I wanna see you. Will my eyes, they begin to fade? Am I just living in the space between the beauty and the pain? In the real thing.
Thanks for the call, Scott.
Yeah, absolutely. Always love to hear from Scott.
I like the reference to driving music.
Yeah,
so
interesting.
I didn't really think about that, but, you know, there are certain bands that just lend themselves to different settings.
Yeah.
And I could see that with the War on Drugs in particular, their kind of sound. All right. So I mentioned we have some overlap here. Let's get to the next call from Tom Neuerberg.
Hey guys, Tom Neuerberg, longtime listener out here in San Francisco Bay Area, calling in to give you my two cents on the best music of 2017. I made up my own top 10 list for the year. Actually, I think it was ended up being a top 12. Number one and two are almost interchangeable. I have The War on Drugs with A Deeper Understanding and Broken Social Scene with Hug of Thunder. I guess I'd give a slight edge to War on Drugs, but, man, I love both those albums this year. And then rounding out my other top picks were Jason Isbell, 400 Unit, U2, The National, Ryan Adams, New Pornographers, Black Star Riders, which is the current version of my all-time favorite band, Thin Lizzy, Minus the Bear, Craig Finn from Hold Steady, his solo album, Fleet Foxes, and Big Head Todd and the Monsters. If I had to pick a song of the year, probably would go with either Pain by The War on Drugs or Hope in the High Road by Jason Isbell. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Okay, so a second vote there for The War on Drugs.
Yeah, always great to hear from Tom. Tom, thank you very much. I haven't heard the name Minus the Bear in a long time, you know?
Yeah.
Remember that band? It's a cool, really cool band. I was really glad to hear that.
There was one time, this is getting off topic here, but there was one time a few years ago where a friend of mine organized a fantasy football league,
uh-huh.
and he wanted everyone to name their team after an indie band.
Oh, okay.
And so he was... Chicago Minus the Bear, I think, something like that. Yeah,
pretty good.
That was pretty funny. So anyway, so The War on Drugs, we got a couple of picks there, and then Tom gave us a lot of other stuff.
Oh, he really did.
To work with there.
He's always going to shows, listening to all kinds of music and everything. Tom's really always got his ears perked up. And you know, I'll say this, Jim, the other thing I like when Scott Bird calls us, it always seems to me like he doesn't want anyone else to hear who's calling. I like that. He's kind of off in the corner going like, hey, rocking the suburbs. I just got a quick minute here.
Is it like that guy on the commercial calling State Farm in the middle of the
that's
night?
That's right. I didn't want his wife to hear him.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so one thing I want to mention here before we go out, and we're going to preview a little bit of next week. So next week, we still have at least one more episode on the favorites of 2017. Yeah. We may have more if some more people call in the interim.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We're hoping so.
At least we have one more. And this is a good little tease because when we talk about the overlap or the multiple votes for certain artists, there was one artist in particular that got, you know, quite a few, might be overstating it, a few calls from people really like this particular album and this artist. So I'm going to tease that a little bit here because it was somebody that Tom also mentioned little list here. And I also think that the song he mentioned, which is called Hope the High Road by Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, I think it's just an expertly done song that sort of captures the sort of mood and feelings of a lot of people in 2017. So when you talk about great songs of a year, it's one thing just to have like a great song. And, we had our own picks earlier on, but it's another thing to sort of like have a song that like speaks to the time. I think that sort of takes it up a notch, right?
Really resonated with a lot of people, that record.
And I think this one does a lot. So we're going to play out with that. You're listening to Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we're going to disregard all the closing stuff. You guys have heard that enough. Let's just get right to Jason Isbell, and we'll talk to you next week.
I used to think that this was my town. What a stupid thing to think. I hear you biting off a brain now. I myself am on the brain. I used to want to be a real man. I don't know what that even means. Now I just want you in my arms again, and we can search each other's dreams. I know you're tired and you ain't sleeping well. Uninspired, likely mad as hell. But wherever you are, I hope the high road leads you home again. I heard enough of the white man's blues. I've sang enough about myself. So if you're looking for some bad news, you can find it somewhere else. Last year was the son of a bitch for nearly everyone we know. But I ain't fighting with you down in the ditch. I'll meet you up here on the road. I know you're tired.
Is driving music perfected.